Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting 2 young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from How Stuff Works. Hey, Brain Stuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. People turn to medications to help them feel better, but sometimes the inactive ingredients found in prescriptions can have just the opposite effect. While you might assume that only the active ingredients in a prescription are going to have any impact, the inactive components, which often make up more than half of every dose, can affect you as well. The inclusion of inactive ingredients isn't optional, however. They perform necessary functions. They can help extend the life of the drug on the shelf or make drugs more palatable. Inactive ingredients are also necessary to simply hold the components of a tablet together, and they're a critical part of many sustained and immediate release capsules. The actual active drug ingredients are usually only a small percentage of the complete drug. Many times, potentially problematic inactive ingredients are everyday allergens, like lactose, peanut oil, dyes, sugars, and preservatives. Lactose and other types of sugars appear in about half of all medications and can cause gastrointestinal distress in patients. Other ingredients, like gluten and peanut oil, are less common but can cause much more severe reactions. So here's the good news. If you think you have an allergy, and especially a severe allergy, to any of these components, you can consult an allergist to obtain a diagnosis, and then work with your doctor or pharmacy to identify what commercial medications contain inactive ingredients that you're sensitive to and what alternatives are available. Another option for people with specific requests who want an added layer of security is to turn to a compounding pharmacy to fill their prescriptions. Before drugs were manufactured in mass, one-size-fits-all quantities, all medications were compounded. That is, when a prescription came in, the active ingredient was hand-weighed and packaged specifically for the individual patient. So if you want to avoid gluten or dyes or peanut oil or all of the above, a compounding pharmacist can put it all together in a way that's in line with your needs and preferences. Gelatin capsules have become something of a sticking point for people who wish to avoid animal products for personal or religious reasons. This is because gelatin is typically derived from mammal products and often from cows. But these days, alternatives made from other sources are available. Capsules made from fish or vegetable products, like seaweed. Our bodies are not one size fits all, and our medication doesn't have to be either. Today's episode was written by Alia Hoyt and produced by Tyler Klang. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartMedia's How Stuff Works. For more on this and lots of other topics, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com. And for more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.